The Rule of Nowruz. Spring and Nowruz festivities are the common legacy of a notable part of the world countries. This fact urged the United Nations to designate March 21st as the World Nowruz Day. This is the day that over 310 million people celebrated it in numerous countries. Each of these countries marks it with its special traditions and customs. The people of Afghanistan, like Iranians, wear new clothes and visit each other during Nowruz. They enjoy themselves and congratulate Nowruz to one another. The Afghans hold Nowruz in great esteem and celebrated it with various customs. Mile Sorkh is among the Nowruz ceremonies in Afghanistan. This ceremony is held concurrent with the arrival of spring and growth of rose flowers. Mile means feast in Afghanistan. Mile Sorkh has become common after Islam. Thousands of men and women converge around Mazar Sharif edifice in the city of the same name. This edifice is considered a sacred place among Afghans, and they hoist the flag of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, as the symbol of bounty, happiness, goodness, release, and ease. This flag is hoisted for 40 days. In Afghanistan, like Iran, the haft-seen tablecloth is spread with 7 items on it, but they usually put sabzi or vegetable instead of sekke or coin. In some regions of the country, a kind of edible is put on this tablecloth, which is called haft meve or 7 fruits. It consists of 7 dried fruits, namely almond, walnut, pistachio, raisin, apricot, oyster, and peach. Nowruz has a high status in Tajikistan, and people celebrated it very gloriously. For the Tajik people, it is the symbol of identity and culture. Among the people of Badakhshan, it is considered as a national and ancient festivity. The Tajik people remember Nowruz as a code name for friendship and resuscitation for all creatures. People visit their elderly and other relatives and friends. They also go to the graveyards to recite the Noble Quran and prayers for the dead. As we said, Badakhshan is a region in Tajikistan where Nowruz is respected highly. Nowruz begins from March 16 with playing pipe and house cleaning. The people of Badakhshan maintain that Nowruz feast has remained alive in the region better than any other place. They clean their houses with 2 brooms. One is called Piyade Jarub and the other one is called Savar Jarub. The former one is used for cleaning the ceiling, while the latter is used for carpets of the house. People of Badakhshan believe that one should welcome Nowruz with clean and neat outward and inward. That's why they engage in house cleaning before the coming of Nowruz. Samanupazan is another custom among the Tajik people. It means making samanu, which is a kind of paringa wheat sprouts. Samanak or samanu is made with fresh wheat sprouts and wheat flour. It is an ingredient of haft-seen spread or tablecloth, which is called khane noruzi in Tajikistan. It should be reminded that samanupazan is very common among the people of Iran, Afghanistan, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan. Kazakhstan is a country in Central Asia where Nowruz is celebrated. It was a part of the Iranian culture during the past millennia. The people of the region are considered to be originally the Scythians of Iran. Today, however, they are a Turkic people who have preserved this old culture. Nowruz was revived in 1991 with the independence of the country. It turned into a national festivity. Nowruz is called Nowruz by Kazakhs and has a high status among them. This is evident in the fact that if a son is born on this day, he is named as Nowruz Beg, while the daughter is named simply as Nowruz. Kazakhs believe that the more gloriously Nowruz is celebrated, the more bounteous that year will be. Like Iranians and other nations of the Nowruz culture, the people of the country clean their houses before the coming of the year, as they maintain that house cleaning before the start of the year will cause diseases and misery to depart from the people of the house. Nowruz in Kazakhstan is celebrated in streets too. With the arrival of Nowruz, large tents called yurt are set up in the center of different cities. Inside the tents, tablecloths are spread called desterkhan with different types of dishes and salads on them. One of the dishes that will surely be put on the tablecloth is Nowruz khoze. It is a kind of broth made of 7 items including meat, raisin, wheat, potato, rice, salt, milk, and a kind of cheese known as curd. Making of this broth means the end of winter and winter dishes. Beside these tents, some traditions of Kazakh people are displayed in dramatic form and people wear their special local attire. Turkmenistan is another neighbor of Iran. This country also used to be a part of the realm of the Iranian culture. That's why there are many customs of the Iranian culture among Turkmens. Nowruz is one of these customs. It was revived after the independence of the country in 1991. It was in that year that Nowruz was announced as a national feast. Nowruz ceremonies are held in every city, but the greatest one is held in the capital, Ashgabat. On Nowruz, people converge in an open space called Nowruz Yayalsi or Nowruz Valley and celebrate Nowruz. Many contests are held on this day, and music and song as indispensable constituents of the Turkmen culture are heard here and there. March has changed in the Turkmen calendar as the month of Nowruz, and a lot of celebrations such as weddings are held in this month due to its being blessed. During the Nowruz days, people wear traditional clothes and visit each other. The Turkmen tablecloth has a few constant items, namely the Noble Quran, pastries, samanu, mirror, and greens. The elderly pray for the family members at the tablecloth, and nobody will touch the edibles until the prayer is recited. Another custom among the Turkmen is the throwing of shawl. The owner of the house should wrap the pastries and candies that are put behind the door and return them to the person behind the door without seeing him. It has also been common among Turkmens to make various dishes out of the seeds of 7 plants. However, wheat and corn are more common. Turkmens prepare foods that are exclusively made in these ways. Nowruz keje and Nowruz yarme are 2 of these foods. With this, we come to the end of this episode and this series. Many thanks for being with us.